The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
The Dodgers have a better pitching staff than the Astros. The Astros' bats have to win this series.
I just feel really good about this team for some reason. I know that I think the Dodgers are better, but this team is playing with so much confidence, it's kind of hard for me to say.
They should be confident. I mean, they had the best team in the regular season.
There's more to it than just confidence. I also think the Astros have beaten better teams than the Dodgers have. I'm not impressed by the Cubs. Dwayne Brown's back.
I said 90%, I think, a couple weeks ago that he doesn't play for the Texans again. But I guess it got to the point where it's like, well, I'm going to either lose this service year or play.
Yeah,
they don't want to trade him.
Your offensive line has been functional. Now you've got him back. You put that anchor back on the left side there, and that's going to make Suofilo look better. And you get Clark back to swing tackle, which is where he belongs. I like it. It's nothing but good things for the Texans, and we'll see what happens now.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz, hour number 713-780. Hey, ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a 0, not an O, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. We welcome in our listeners on SportsMap 94.1.
Hello, Mappers.
Welcome to the show. Hope you guys are having a great day. How can you not be having a great day? Astros are in the World Series. The Rockets are undefeated. It's a beautiful day outside. If you're having a bad day,
it's on you, right?
It kind of is, yeah. It really is. So, welcome. Be curious to hear. I want to hear from some people who are getting us on 94.1 who never had not heard the show before. Please text the show at 713-780-3776.
Yeah, I want to know if you're listening on the map.
Yeah. Speaking of the map, a little plug for sportsmap.com. A lot of good stuff on there today. Our buddy Disco has a story on how things have changed since the last time the Astros were in the World Series. You know what movie came out that year? Well, a lot of movies.
I was going to say,
a movie that we all love.
What movie?
Batman Begins.
Oh, really?
That was when Batman Begins came out.
Man, that's a long time ago.
Yeah, so that story's on there. We've got a breakdown of the Astros and Dodgers from Chris Campisi. He's on there. We've got a Rockets Week in Review. We've got an NFL review from Jermaine Every, who does a great job with the NFL. He's doing Good, Bad, and Ugly from Texans games, so he just did Good, Bad, and Ugly from the NFL this week. We've got Barry Warner's Off the Top of His Bald Head. Really good story from Ken Hoffman on how the Yankees never had a chance because of everything else off the field. There's some Kate Upton stories on there. Recap NCAA football. It's just a lot of good stuff that we put up this weekend and today, and a lot more good stuff to come. And hopefully tomorrow we're going to be debuting videos.
You want to hear some of the top, the Billboard 100 chart toppers from 2005?
Yeah, I think from 2005? In October, the number one song was Kanye.
The Gold Digger song?
Yeah.
Yeah, that finished number 6 for the year.
Okay.
Let's see. Number 10 was Behind These Hazel Eyes by Kelly Clarkson. I don't know if I've ever heard that. Don't Ya, a Pussycat Dolls song. We randomly talked about them the other day.
Yeah.
Candy Shop by 50 Cent was number 8. 50 Cent. Sorry, not 50 Cent. That's too old white guy of me. 50 Cent. Boulevard of Broken Dreams by Green Day. Number 6.
I Walked This Long.
Yes. Yeah. The only one that I've ever known. Number 6, Gold
Don't
Digger.
Know where it goes.
Number 5, 1-2-Step, Ciara and Missy Elliott. Number 4, Since You've Been Gone by Kelly Clarkson. Number 3, Let Me Love You by Mario. Number 2, Holla Back Girl by Gwen Stefani. And number 1, We Belong Together from Mariah Carey. Hmm. You know what, when I pulled it, when I was just trying to get this up real quick, like to see what the top songs were in 2005. the first thing that shows up. And this is a song that still plays on, it plays on terrestrial radio, it plays on satellite radio, and people still play it like it's a big hit, and I don't understand why. Feel Good Inc. from the Gorillaz. Do you know what I'm talking about, John?
Yeah.
You still hear that song?
On the radio?
Yeah.
Maybe on like one of the mix stations.
Dude, no, I'm talking, like it plays on the buzz. My wife and I, every time
I don't know
on,
the song. Can you play some of the songs?
Yeah, you'll recognize it when you hear it. It drives me crazy that like, this is like a, yeah.
That didn't That's, help, John.
That didn't help. You could probably pull up the actual song.
See, I was right on.
You know this song? Yeah. Isn't it weird that this song's still being played 12 years down the road?
I've heard it on a lot of video games, too.
Yeah.
Well, it's still weird that...
Have they made another song since?
I think so. I think they came out with an album not too long ago. Jose keeps telling me that the album's really good. What song that gets played over and over again at sporting events that came out like years ago? White Stripes?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Seven Nations Army. That,
yeah.
That one came like 10 years after.
But you don't hear that on the radio, at
least. Yeah.
No, like, sometimes I'll hear it in a bar or something. Somebody will play it on a jukebox, but I don't think, I can't tell you the last time I heard it on the radio.
And then, like, people in the stands would start the. Dun, 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 dun.
See, I wish they would leave that to soccer, though, because that was always a soccer thing.
Yeah, and then it became
soccer
a football.
Started, yeah.
And then it became a football thing.
And they should stop that. They should come up with their own thing, because now you're saying you're soccer's bitch.
Yeah, and then I remember last year at Toyota Center, they used to do it for Rockets games.
Yeah. Hey, John, tell me about your podcast this week. Did you have the thing that the Kit Harington cried when he read the final script?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh.
Well, maybe we'll do that Thursday or Wednesday.
Okay, yeah.
But no, Michael still watches Walking Dead, and
I watched it last night.
And?
It's so stupid. I don't like. You know what? It not only is the show stupid, but I was watching this last night and I was like, is something wrong with my TV? Like, why is everything so grainy and gritty? Like, it looks like standard def. I don't understand that. Like, it's 2017. Just show me a good quality camera shot.
Is it the way that they shot the episode?
I think so. It's just. And the camera's always shaky. Like, I don't like that.
Well, but Michael's one of the few.
He still likes it, huh?
I
or does he watch it because he's pot committed? That's why I'm watching.
He's pot committed like you. But I wouldn't say only few because there's still millions and millions of people that still watch the show. But he gave his thoughts on the premiere, and then a whole bunch of Thor stuff came out. Apparently, a lot of people have seen the screening of Thor. And they call it the funniest Marvel movie to date.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they
funnier
said,
than Deadpool?
No. The funniest MCU movie that they put out so far. So Deadpool is still a Fox property. So we're talking Guardians. Yeah, we're talking about.
Yeah, now you're getting.
It's
really,
funnier than Guardians.
A lot of people have said it's the funniest.
Okay.
So, but I think the thing that's holding it back is some people. A couple people have said that the plot isn't as deep as. Some of the other movies.
Yeah.
But a very, very fun movie to go watch. And a lot of the scenes in Thor Ragnarok were improvised. They took the seriousness out of Thor, which I like.
Well, let me tell you something. The Thor, was it Thor 2 where it was all about his like relationship?
Yeah.
That was the worst.
Yeah.
One,
too. It was the one was when he lost Mjolnir. So.
Oh, yeah. Standalone Thor movies so far have been garbage to me.
Yeah. And then they took a character that they can't do a standalone movie with the Hulk, and they combine two.
Why can't they do a standalone movie?
Universal has the rights, the standalone rights to the Hulk, so they can't. Oh, there's a sharing issue.
There's too much. They should all go to Marvel.
Well, they were bankrupt, so they had to start selling off all these characters.
Mm-hmm. All right, I need to do the Zadok Jewelers gem of the day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
So, we'll welcome our 94.1 listeners to the gem of the day. I was going to do the Kit Harington cried when he read the thing, but I'm leaving that for you for your podcast, so people will check out your podcast, John. You have to promise me that you're going to talk about that, though.
Yep, I promise you.
Okay. I'm going to hold you to it. Well, we have our... We have another. We could either do Florida stories every day for Gym of the Day, or pretty much every day we could do Bills Mafia stories. Did you see the latest on the Bills Mafia?
No, Bills fans, they don't know how to act in public.
No, here's what they did. They set a table on fire. A guy basically jumped on the table. Did the table jump that they do all the time, except this time it was on fire. And predictably, he caught on fire.
That happens.
Yeah. And everybody,
guess what happened after that?
And everybody's tried to douse him with beer, and he stopped dropping and rolling, and he finally gets it put out.
And then they burned, right?
Yeah, he got away without it being too bad. Ugh. But really, guys, I get that you're unique and you're doing all this weird stuff, but if you're setting yourself on fire, this is where you might, guys might need help.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
All right, maybe we can do some college football next because we haven't done any of that.
We haven't done any. We've been too busy with baseball.
I know.
Being trolled by Astros players.
That's soon deleted.
Yeah. That makes it even worse, doesn't it?
I guess.
Like, is there a worse thing than, like, adding someone on Twitter and then deleting it?
Oh, did he add you?
He
started following you.
No, he didn't follow me. But I told Fred, like, before he sent anything, he started liking tweets, like, where people would talk to me about him or I would say something about him. He started liking a bunch of tweets, and then he did the emoji thing.
Interesting.
And then he deleted it.
The basically crying face and then a clown.
A clown. Yep.
Yeah, well.
A crying laughing face. Just crying. It was like tears. Sad tears.
Who's the clown? You or me?
I think it's you.
Well, no, but aren't you the funny guy?
Yeah. I think it is you because there'd be two clowns if it were both of us. I think I'm just a crying face.
Maybe so.
I'm just one of many crying faces.
Maybe so.
Oh, well. What you gonna do? Well. I would just say, Alex, if you got an extra vehicle, you could do some good with it. Donate it to my friends at Houston Can Academies because they really do make a difference, man. They take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance. So many of them go on and do great things. Sometimes these kids had to get jobs to support their family. Sometimes they had transportation trouble. Well, Houston Can Academy works around whatever those problems are and gives these kids another chance, and so many of them go on and do great things. And you can help. All you have to do is donate a vehicle. That's right. Doesn't matter what kind of shape it's in. Doesn't matter what it is. Car, truck, motorcycle, RV, tractor. Got one of those big giant lawnmowers. You got a four-wheeler. And if it's got flood damage, doesn't matter. They'll take it. And you can go online and fill this out in less than a minute, basically. And here's what's going to happen. They're going to tow your vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork. And your donation is tax deductible. So you're going to get a nice tax break. You get rid of something you're not using anymore. And you do a good thing. It's win, win, win. And if you donate today, you're going to get a free $50 Visa gift card if you tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. So win, 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 just like the Astros. Give them a call, 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
To the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty.
Hey guys, it's AJ Hoffman from the Blitz. BetDSI is one of the internet's top sports books. Don't ask me, just check out the sportsbook review sites. They are rated A+. They've got an impeccable reputation, fantastic features, easy deposits, and speedy withdrawals with pretty much every bet type imaginable. Go to BetDSI.com right now. Use my promo code BLITZ25 to get a $25 free wager just for registering. You can bet parlays, teasers, straight bets, futures. BetDSI.com offers lines on nearly every sporting event you would want to bet. Nothing makes watching football games better than wagering while the action is live. BetDSI offers live betting and prop bets while games are in progress. But they aren't just a world-class sports book. BetDSI has a fantastic online casino and racebook. You can bring Vegas right to your living room or take it on the go with your mobile device. If you ever get bored of betting on ball games, there are plenty of other ways to get some action. At BetDSI, you can find odds on politics, reality TV, and pretty much everything else. If you're looking for a different online sports book, you've come to the right place. Over 20 years paying winners, use your sports knowledge and love of the game to make some extra cash. If you decide to deposit, you'll get a 200% bonus match on your money right now. Play on the go with their easy-to-use mobile interface. Once again, go to BetDSI.com, use promo code BLITZ25, and get a free $25 wager on the house and 200% extra bonus when you deposit. That's BLITZ25 to get your free wager and start winning today.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, be happy to take your calls. A lot of people asking about opinions on the game tonight. I might lean over, but I'm not getting involved in any. I need a couple days to lick my wounds, so I'm not on the game tonight. Sorry.
Yeah, I'm passing on this game too. I actually don't mind the Redskins as a side. Somebody asked me earlier today about possible money line. I don't think it's absurd to think that they could win this game, but I'm not comfortable yet fading the Eagles.
So yeah, sorry. Love to have something for you, but not going to happen. We'll talk a little college football.
Sure.
I mean, interesting weekend, to say the least. It wasn't quite as interesting as last week where all the big teams lost, but Alabama took care of business. What was that number at the end? It was it 36?
36.
Yeah.
37-ish. I don't know.
They wound up not covering.
No. Nope.
That's pretty funny.
They suck.
Georgia. I think Georgia's for real. I'm finally sold on Georgia. I know Missouri's not very good, but this team just keeps crushing souls. You know who else is good? TCU.
Oh, yes.
Go in and beat Kansas State. And that's another team, man. I believe in them now, which means they'll lose.
Yeah.
Because they get Iowa State next week, which suddenly looks like a real team. Wisconsin struggled to beat Purdue, but they got it done. I mean, Purdue's not awful.
No.
And that was a great coaching change. He's going to do a good job there. By the way, is it time to fire the coach at Nebraska? Ohio State 56-14.
Yeah, not ideal. I don't know what the answer is in Nebraska. Nebraska football is never going to be Nebraska football again.
You know what? I got the wrong week here. This is last week.
Oh, well, that's not doing us any good.
No.
What the hell? I remember I was going to say Ohio State beat the hell out of Nebraska.
That's
2 weeks
ago. I'm looking at this going, wait a minute. That doesn't look right. I pulled the wrong one up. That absolutely sucks. Okay, well, we'll start over.
You're so unprofessional.
I know, it happens. All right, let's hit the reset button on that. Well, let's start with the Texas schools. TCU beat Kansas, beat the crap out of Kansas, which you expected.
Yeah, which they should.
Yeah, 43-0.
And Alabama did cover.
Yes, Alabama did cover this week.
I didn't have them, so I didn't know.
Yeah, Oklahoma State beat Texas 13-10. Who knew they played defense in a Big 12?
Yeah, I mean, but Texas's offense is so atrocious, and that's a really – they should have won that game. And there's people who were saying Ellinger was concussed. I don't know if he was, but if he was, he should have gotten his ass off the field and not given away the game like that. But I think Texas had that team on the ropes, and that would have been a massive win. Not just for the season. The season's, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is. But that would have been a massive program win. And instead, they're back below 500, and you got to start asking yourself, well, what's different with Tom Herman?
I'm finding myself $100 for saying it is what it is. Baylor gives West Virginia a scare.
I told you.
Yeah?
I told you. They tried their damnedest not to get me the over, and then they got it at the end. But Baylor is a team that they're fighting desperately for that one win. They want to get on the board.
They got Kansas in 2 weeks. They'll get there.
Yeah, but this was a home game, and it seemed like this was one that they could contend in if they could just score some points, because West Virginia is not good on defense, and they just waited way too late to start scoring points.
So did Iowa State steroids just start kicking in? Because they beat the crap out of Tech. How does Tech only score 13?
Yeah, that's an interesting game. I would imagine Tech fan is probably pretty frustrated with the way that went down. And Texas Tech actually looked like maybe they had something going, and then to lose that, now you're back to being 1-3 in the Big 12. Yeah. And Iowa State's 3-1 somehow. And, you know, Iowa State's got to be looking at, God, how did we lose to Texas? And then they lost to Iowa by 3 points in a game they easily could have won. I think that they'll get pounded this weekend against TCU. But
you would think that, but
when you've got wins at Oklahoma, at Texas Tech, you got to be feeling pretty decent.
I only mentioned UTSA 20, Rice 7 because Rice covered, and we talked
Rice
about
did
that
cover.
Game. That's the only game I got
number
right
was too big.
That's the only game I got right all week. And LSU beats Mississippi 40-24 and continues to look.
They're waking up.
They're waking up, and it's a shame that they lost that game to Troy, because the whole season would look a hell of a lot different.
It really
right now.
Would. And you know, they got some decent quarterback play. The numbers aren't massive, but you know, they're better than they looked early on in the season. And not that beating Ole Miss is much of anything, and you kind of knew that they would. But at the end of this year, once you lose a game like that Troy game,
yeah.
It's going to take something massive to bring you back from that, and it probably means beating Alabama.
Right.
And I don't know that they're capable. We'll know in 2 weeks.
Well, and speaking of Alabama, they beat Tennessee 45-7, so they did cover. I spoke incorrectly. Although I think that number got up to 38 right at kickoff, which if Vegas is nailing 38 in a college game, that's pretty sick. Penn State just mashed Michigan, and I wanted to bet Penn State in that game, and I was just getting gun-shy and didn't. And Michigan just, I mean, they have no offense and no quarterback play. Wisconsin took care of Maryland. That's the game where I realized I had the wrong week, because I thought Wisconsin looked pretty good this week. Maryland's but, you know, they'll get their test coming up. You just can't buy into Miami, right?
No, I told you,
they beat Syracuse.
They're the biggest fraud in the top 10.
But they beat Syracuse 27-19.
Did they cover?
No.
No.
But as far as they're concerned, they're 6-0, man. They don't care about that. They're just going to say, hey, we're unbeaten.
Yep.
Oklahoma goes in and beats Kansas State 42-35. That was an interesting game that OU needed. I didn't think it was going to be that close, but Kansas State tied it up late. Oklahoma gets a win, 6-1 now, but you know that, and maybe that Iowa State loss doesn't look as bad in retrospect.
Maybe I don't know. Like Ohio State and Oklahoma, I think, are both really good. What's going to happen at the end? I don't know.
Notre Dame 49, this. USC 14.
I'm done with USC. This was they didn't even show up for this game, Fred. Yeah,
I was done with them a week ago, but I almost punched a ticket on them just because everybody I respect was selling me on them. I'm glad I didn't. And I don't know what Notre Dame is either, but they've got one loss, and that's to Georgia. And Georgia's a damn good football team, and I think you got to pay a little more attention to them moving forward. Virginia Tech, North Carolina's not anything anymore. 59-7.
No.
What the hell happened to them?
You got me. They looked pretty decent coming into the season, to start the season, coming into the conference play, and they just kind of fallen off. I think you can ask the same thing about Virginia. What were they doing this weekend? And didn't even show up. The ACC is a weird conference, because I don't know who's good and who's not.
And let me ask you this though. Remember when Larry Fedora was a rising star in college football?
Yeah.
You're 1-7.
Pretty wild.
Yeah.
And again, you know, how that conference is going to shake out at the end is debatable at best. But I know you want to have some patience. I get it. I'm not saying they should fire the guy, but this is not it's not what you would have expected, right?
No.
When Duke is better than you at football, that ain't good. You can accept it in basketball, not in football.
Yeah. Well, North Carolina can't really accept it in basketball either. Let's be honest.
But man, when you said that name, I was like, oh, what is his overall record? And you know, even at UNC, 41-32, and he's 26-19 in conference since he's been there. It's like, man, that's really good. This season is the anomaly. He's had one losing season since he's been there, and he had an you know, he played for a conference championship 2 years ago. I just don't know what's happened.
Washington State bounced back with a 28-0 win over Colorado.
Still not what they were looking like before.
No, that was the offense is suddenly they just look shaky. They don't look like the same team right now. South Florida struggled to beat Tulane. They let Tulane back in that game like they won 34-28.
Yeah, it's funny. Tulane was literally the last bet that I cut.
Yeah.
And then I was watching at halftime, and I said, oh, thank God I didn't do – and then I saw the end score. I was like, you've got to be kidding me.
Well, and the thing is, South Florida's starting to get to that – and I'll say the same thing about UCF. They're both getting to that part of the year where they start thinking, holy bleep, we can go undefeated. We can – you know, we might be able to get in the mix for this thing. And now the pressure goes up. And I think you saw that a little bit with them. And I think you'll see it more. And let's see what happens when they get in a dogfight, because that's where you learn where your character comes from with these kind of teams. Michigan State beats Indiana 17-9. They're back to 6-1.
Yeah, they are. I do you trust them? I don't.
No.
But they are 6-1, and they look like they're able to grind out wins week in and week out. I just don't know that. I mean, I don't know that they're as good as the number next to their name says, and I'm sure we'll say this week. Are they a top 15 team in the country? I can't imagine. Their only loss is to Notre Dame, though.
Yeah, well, we'll have our rankings tomorrow.
They won at Michigan, and you know that's not as great as it used to look. But it's another team. You imagine them on the field with Penn State or Ohio State. I think they're just going to get their doors blown off.
UCF is really, really playing well.
You're into those guys.
I am. And you go into Navy and beat Navy. It's not an easy place to win.
Yeah.
And it wasn't an easy game, but they got it done. Scott Frost to Nebraska next year?
Could be.
That would make sense.
Haven't they had a chance to get him before?
Yeah, but they wanted somebody who'd been a head coach.
Well
now they can go get somebody who's been a head coach, and he's doing really well down there.
I don't know that Scott Frost can. If I were him, I'd stay in Central Florida. You're getting better players there.
Well, I either that or I wait for a better job than Nebraska.
And you can win the American Conference. Nebraska's not winning the Big Ten anytime soon.
And Auburn over Arkansas, 52-20.
Auburn with a nice bounce back offensively. They ran the ball really well. And Arkansas, man, at the beginning of the year, I thought maybe Arkansas was good. And here they sit 2-5, haven't won an SEC game yet. So they're pretty much in shambles.
Is the Brett Bielema experiment pretty much done there?
I kind of think so. I mean, but who knows? I mean,
we'll do this on the other side. I'm going to ask you if you're Scott Frost. Which of these jobs, if they open up, you'd be interested in most?
Okay. We'll play that game.
We'll do that when we come back. It is the... Do we have a read here or no? John? Hello? John? Paige? Yeah.
You busy?
Yeah. Do we have a read here or anything?
No. Just wrapping up college football.
All right. Okay. So, we're going to go to break.
You talking to some chicks in there or what?
No. Craig popped his head in there.
Did you tell him, hey, we're running a broadcast? We've got a professional radio program?
On two stations?
Yeah.
On both ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Sorry, my bad.
Welcome to all of
you. It's not your bad.
Long story.
Bad.
When we win, the players win. When we lose, you lose,
yep.
John.
Yep.
It's the Blitz. We'll be right back. We have entered the
fray, and we will not obey. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Anxious about the recent election and the impact on your business? Let HRNP help you navigate through the uncertainty. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. If you want to get in, we're on both ESPN and SportsMap 94.1. Okay. I'm going to give you a couple of names, and I you tell me.
You want to rank the job?
Well, yeah, I'm going to throw out a job, and you tell me. I'm going to say Scott Frost, probably the hottest candidate out there right now. That could change. Chad Morris.
He's probably at least like it's for guys who are head coaches now. I'm
right.
Sure there's some coordinators that could.
There are, but a coordinator's not going to get the Tennessee job, for instance.
That's probably true.
You know, but of course
they did that before.
Yeah, you know, they think John Gruden's getting it, but that's not going to happen. All right, so I'm going to throw out a team, and you tell me, would they want Scott Frost or Chad Morris or? Well, and we'll start with Tennessee. Would they be happy with one of those two guys? They think they can do better, don't they?
I think they can do better. Yeah. I don't. Well, you know what? We should throw one other name in there.
Okay.
I would think that Brian Harsin is probably a pretty hot name too.
Yeah. I'll put him on that list.
But I would say that either way, even adding him to the list, I don't think that they. I think Tennessee feels like they can do better.
Tennessee's going to aim really high. They're going to try to get Gruden, or they're going to try to get Jim Bob Cooter, or somebody like that. All right. What about Arkansas?
I would think Chad Morris would be that would be a coup for Arkansas because he can recruit that area, and he can recruit Texas.
Yeah, I still wonder what's going to happen. Because right now nobody's talking about Sumlin. And they could actually conceivably finish 10-2. I don't think they will. But if they lose a couple of games down the home stretch, I could see that being a job that's open too. But right now we're just talking about Arkansas.
But didn't Chad Morris is signed through like forever now, right?
It doesn't matter. You know that.
Yeah.
It means nothing.
Well, but just to think Arkansas doesn't they don't have the kind of money to throw around that Tennessee or, you know, Texas A&M or someplace like that would to buy somebody out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Their pocket. I mean, they got SEC deep pockets, but they're definitely they lower
probably
half of
could.
It.
SEC I'm sure there's pockets. I'm sure there's out clauses in that thing. There always is. Nebraska, we talked about. Would Scott Frost be a good fit there?
Let me throw
and
one
that makes
more,
sense.
Let me throw one more thing out there. When you say that a coordinator like Tennessee wouldn't take a coordinator, what if Brent Venables went to Tennessee? Would that shock you?
No.
Like that's a big enough name that I could see going.
Yeah, but
him and Joe Moorhead.
Tennessee though, I don't know that I trust a coordinator as my. I want somebody who's established. I want to poach somebody else's guy.
Okay,
that's just I Texas wouldn't hire a coordinator, would they?
I tend to say no.
All right. Well, Tennessee thinks they're that kind of team.
Well, okay.
So,
because I'll say this. Like, I think Todd Orlando is going to be a head coach probably next year, speaking of Texas. I think somebody's going to poach him and is probably going to be pretty happy with it. Oddly, I would have said at the beginning of this year, with T. Martin being the OC at USC, in my head, T. Martin was eventually going to be the head coach at Tennessee.
Mm.
But the USC offensively hasn't gone quite the way I think they thought it would be.
And their quarterbacks regressed in a big way.
Yeah.
Nebraska job we talked about. I guarantee you Scott Frost will be a candidate for that. And he should be. A guy played quarterback there. And that would make sense. All right, what if Illinois fires Lovie Smith? Now I'll put you in Chad Morris's shoes and Scott Frost's shoes and okay. Brian Harsin's. Do you want the Illinois job?
No.
I don't either.
You can't win there.
What if Larry Fedora's out at North Carolina?
No. Nope.
I don't want that one either. What if Barry Odom's out at Missouri?
No.
What about UCLA?
Yes. That's a better job, right?
Yeah, it is a better job, significantly.
Yeah, I mean.
I think so. All right, what about.
And the Pac-12 it's a wide open thing. You can't just take some random SEC job and expect to have success. I mean, you really can't. Unless you're at Alabama, Auburn, or Georgia, or Florida maybe. Like, or LSU. I mean, you're fighting an uphill battle.
See, I think Tennessee can compete on that side of the bracket. They should be able to with
they
Georgia
should,
and Florida.
They have not proven to.
No, they haven't, but it's just a matter of getting the right coach.
But
I'm the right coach, I think I can go in there and compete with those teams.
Yeah. I also just think the high school talent in Tennessee is not. It's almost like it's getting up into that Midwestern part of the country almost where. These kids from Florida and Texas, they're not trying to go all the way up to Tennessee.
No.
And then you're fighting a talent battle against, I mean, that's where the best kids are on the Southern and West Coast. If you're going to try to beat those, teams, you need pretty great players.
Actually, that brings up a pretty good. What about Ole Miss?
I don't want that job. Not if I'm one of the. Not if I've got my druthers. I mean, if I'm some coordinator, sure. But I wouldn't leave. If I'm Scott Frost, I wouldn't leave what I've got, or Morris for that matter. I wouldn't leave what I've got to go there, because you already know what's going to happen. That's what I'm saying. What would it take for you to be, as a program, better than Alabama? I mean, it would take
Saban retiring.
Yeah, and then you got to be better than Auburn. You got to be better than LSU. And consistently, Ole Miss just has never been that.
Well, that's not really fair. I mean, when they were cheating, they were doing really well.
They did.
They beat Alabama twice. So, yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Sorry, I just want to get a little college football talk in
there.
It's all good. Because I'm kind of curious, because I really am high on Scott Frost and what he's done there in a very short time. Took over a program that had really bottomed out.
I'm sure he would be welcome to go to he would be excited to go to Nebraska, but I don't think he'd win there anytime soon.
I don't know. I like the guy as a coach quite a bit. Just like I like Purdue's hire last year. I thought that guy's going to be good. As good as you can be at Purdue. But 713-780-ESPN is your number. And, the one thing, the problem for Nebraska, well, actually it's not a problem. I think you can win there, because all you got to do is be better than Wisconsin.
Right.
In that division.
In that side of the thing, yeah.
And you could build that program up to where it's competitive with –
That's true.
No disrespect
but
to Wisconsin.
But the problem with Nebraska is Nebraska believes that they should be, like, national championship contending, and like Tennessee. And I honestly don't know that those two programs are going to be that again.
Oh, I think with the right coach, they could be.
Maybe so.
I mean, every one of these guys. Go look at what Alabama was before Saban got there. They were 6-6 and a bunch of garbage, and you would have been saying the same thing.
Maybe so.
And I think that's those kind of programs, maybe Nebraska less so these days, but if you got the right coach in there and a guy who could recruit there and win there, then all of a sudden it makes them attractive again, because they still are Big Red. And I think there's a handful of programs that are like that, and they're one of them. And I do think there's three others on the other side of the bracket there that are like that. You get the right coach, Penn State, Michigan, Ohio State.
Right.
But I think of, there's probably 15 programs in the country that I feel that way about. If they got the right coach, then it doesn't matter. Like if Gary Patterson were to go and take the job at
Notre Dame,
yeah, and were to win there, if he were the right guy.
Yeah, I've always thought, like, and I've said this for a long time, if you're north of the Mason-Dixon line and you're not a West Coast team, it's an uphill battle for you.
Yeah.
And you've got to have a slam dunk on coach, which that's why Ohio State hasn't fallen off, because Ohio State, through all of their messes, has always maintained a top-tier coach. I thought Michigan had the right coach, and maybe they do.
I think they do, but he
needs to find a quarterback.
Yeah, he does, and that's on him, because, frankly, you should be able to recruit quarterbacks in Michigan, and he's been there long enough now that he should have one. And when John O'Korn is your starting quarterback, you got problems.
But Penn State finally found the right coach, and it's starting to come together for them. No offense to Bill O'Brien, but it's got to be a perfect storm for those programs now. Whereas if you play in SEC country, you're fringe going to get really good players. You know what I mean? Like if you're...
Well, like I said, Mississippi got great players. They also were cheating.
Yeah.
They had number one recruiting class one year.
But if you're the team who says, okay, Alabama gets first pick of our guys, and we fight for Alabama scraps. Alabama scraps are better than a lot of teams.
Well,
targets.
Let's be fair. A lot of these schools do recruit just as well as Alabama. The difference is Alabama recruits the right kids. They recruit the right five stars.
That's
they coach
true.
Them up. And you go look at the recruiting rankings. They're not number one every year in that. They're up there. But every one of those kids, well, not every one. I mean, there's always busts. But they get the right guys. And then that's the part about recruiting that people don't get. You can go get a five star, but if he's not going to develop and if he's not a fit, maybe you got –
You know, like Kellen Mond's a five-star quarterback. Does he look like a five-star quarterback to you?
No.
No. And that's the thing.
Hell, that kid that started at Tennessee last week was like supposedly the best quarterback in the whole wide world. And okay.
Hey, Nathan asked, he said, I paid $300 a ticket for World Series Game 3. They're now selling for $1,800. Am I crazy not to sell? It just depends. If it's your goal to go to a World Series game, go to the game. If you're trying to make money, you know, if you need the money,
yeah,
then yeah, sell. But I honestly, I would. Peter says Scott Frost to Florida makes sense. That would make sense.
Yeah,
but I don't think they're. I don't know if they're in the market.
Florida in the market?
I don't think so. I think it's. I think he gets another year. No,
I think so
what.
Too.
All right.
Whether that's right or not, I don't know.
Well.
But yeah, I don't think they're. I don't think they're in much of a hurry. I think they've got to. They need to, and supposedly he's getting death threats and everything like that.
Yeah,
it started 3-3, but I think they need to get some sort of stabilization there.
That's another team that needs a quarterback.
Yeah,
I mean that's really that's
what keeps them from being good.
Yeah, they're 21 positions. They're really good.
But how many teams can you say that about? You could say the same thing about LSU. What if LSU was getting premium? But quarterback
play? We've been saying that about LSU for 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they.
But here's the other thing: Alabama doesn't always have premium quarterback play, and it doesn't matter because they're so much better at those other 21 positions.
And they have depth, and they keep reloading every year.
And they have the best coach.
But that goes back to they develop these kids.
Yeah,
and they pick the right kids and the right ones to develop.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about what's going on at Carbach. November 5th, that's a Sunday. I'm stoked about this. I know Fred's stoked too because Fred has a Blue Oyster Cult tattoo, and Blue Oyster Cult is headlining that show. The Sword will be there, Barnes Courtney, and Back in Black, an AC/DC tribute band. It's going to be an awesome time. Great food and beer choices on the Carbach Beer Garden grounds. They'll tap into some special casks and barrel-aged offerings, which that makes Fred and myself happy as well. It's going to be a great day of music, great day of beer. Gates open at 1:30 p.m. Tickets at carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge. General admission's $20. Day of will be $25 if you want a VIP package, which includes separate VIP entrance, a VIP area with an optimal view of the music, indoor restrooms. That's got to be important. Three beers of your choice, access to special tappings, and buffet by Carbach Restaurant and Patio. Those go for $75. Again, gates open at 1:30. The music starts at 2:30. It's going to be an awesome time. And if you haven't, if you're not going to go to the show, but you want to go try some of their food and beer, the restaurant is always a fantastic place. It's open 7 days a week for lunch and dinner, and all the great food pairs really well with your favorite Carbach beer. That's Foamhinge November 5th on a Sunday. For more ticket or for more information and tickets, go to carbachbrewing.com/foamhinge.
Well, hello.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
Time for a new car or SUV? Well, Hub Hyundai has it. They have a huge selection to choose from, like the 2017 Sporty Sonata or the roomy 2017 Santa Fe that can seat up to 7 passengers. Hub has $1,500 in relief assistance for Harvey victims and no payments until next year. Visit their Katy location off I-10 or in Houston off 290, or take a look at all they have online at hubautogroup.com. That's hubautogroup.com. Hub Hyundai. One brand, two locations, get yours.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Kevin Sumlin, A&M Coaches Show at 7. And you know what comes up at 8? You know what matters?
Soccer matters.
Well, not the U.S. World Cup team.
No,
everything else matters.
American soccer doesn't matter. But the Dynamo are doing all right.
Yeah, Dynamo have a home playoff game this week.
I keep getting emails, so.
Yeah. I believe they play Sporting KC.
Okay.
So
that sounds like a winnable game.
It is. I don't know. Wow, so we only have 90 seconds. We can't really do a dumbass report.
Yeah, I feel.
Now we have a minute, so it's kind of like, eh. What did we do wrong today, John, that we only had 90 seconds here at the end?
Oh, the last segment went over a little.
Okay.
I'm fine. Well, sometimes the players make mistakes, well, too.
A lot of people want to know about the Alex Bregman thing. I guess you can listen to it on the podcast. I just to let it be known, I didn't tweet anything at Alex Bregman.
No, I didn't even respond to his
tweet.
You
were being pretty complimentary of his defensive play.
Yeah.
The only thing that you said was people are still tweeting you about Alex Bregman for Chris Sale, and you just said, I'd still do that trade.
Yeah. And I said he's hitting 190 in the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. That's going to wrap it up. Good luck if you're playing the game tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. I want to thank the Sports Map 94.1.
Game one day tomorrow.
Yeah. It'll be a fun day. Stay sports, you bitches.